What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. We're excited today about our show. Today we're talking about water damage, drains, and service lines. I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And our assistant office manager in Hayesville, Mandy Soseby.
Hi.
So last week we were out of town, and so we weren't able to do the show. We did re-air the show with Ms. Annie Lloyd, which was overcoming from a total loss. We talked about her house fire and how that went. Today, we're talking about, again, water damage, drains, and service lines. First I want to talk about one other thing. We had a success story yesterday. We had a customer from Epworth, Georgia, call us, and she actually called to let us know that she had done upgrades to her house. And so I was like, wow, this is great. Somebody either just was responsible and called us, or they may have listened to the show possibly. But she had done some work on her kitchen. What happened, Kathy? What did she do? Because you were working with that yesterday. I think it was new countertops and some other things.
She did some improvements, and she wanted to know that she put so much money into her house. And so we had to do an updated replacement cost estimator. And by doing so, then we also had to endorse her policy to increase her coverage.
Yeah, so we actually, some of the coverage we'll talk about today, we actually added to her policy. So
correct.
It wasn't just, and when we got done with this, all the dust settled, $140.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she got $20,000 more coverage on her house. She ended up getting some of the endorsements, like the water backup we're going to talk about today, and also the service line coverage. And she was very happy to get the coverage because
she knew she needed it.
She needed it. I mean, so most people realize that there's a principle in insurance called you don't want to risk a lot for a little. So some of these endorsements are just not a whole lot of money to add on to your policy. So that was a success story I wanted to share. You have many blessings in life. You got your family, you got your friends, relationship with the Lord. One of the small blessings that I really appreciate is water going down a drain.
Yes.
Yes. So when does the water go out? When your family's coming in town, right?
Right, exactly.
And when else? When you have a two-year-old baby and you're trying to do formula. So
right.
we take for granted, like, you know, you turn on a spigot, water comes out, you know, a hot shower is a blessing.
Oh, yes.
Kathy and I went out west a couple years ago, and we bought an RV, and it was a fixer-upper. We were kind of like Cousin Eddie out there going across the country, right?
Not quite that bad, but yes.
Yeah, not as bad as Cousin Eddie. But what do we not have?
We did not have hot water.
Yeah, and what does a lady like to have?
Hot water.
Yes. So what do we do?
We could not wait to get to our destination.
So we had cold showers.
We had really cold showers.
Yeah.
The quickest showers you've ever had in your life.
And how fun is it putting a two-year-old, or I guess Max was how old?
He was like three or four.
Yeah, so how fun was that given?
He did not like it.
It was like giving a cat a bath or something, right?
Actually,
yeah.
Yes.
So that was not fun.
Crying.
So anyway, we have, to me, you know, having that water going down a drain is just a blessing. You wouldn't believe what we're doing now in our Murphy office. The state took part of our land for a sewer easement, and that brought up the potential problem down the road is if our septic system fails, we don't have enough room to put one back. So that's going to be getting onto the city sewer. Well, the city sewer is on their side of the road.
Yes.
So at this point now, we've already spent $30,000, and we're still got more to go to get this building hooked up to a sewer. Mm-hmm. So you can bet that I'm happy about having water go down the drain.
And the water, too, not just sewage.
Yeah, so you can't get the sewage without the water because
it's
got to be metered.
Can't do one or the other.
I've learned a whole lot of stuff in this situation.
Yes.
So the types of claims that we have, you know, a lot of times we'll have an interior plumbing leak. That's a water claim. We'll have a roof leak. I just kind of thought about the different claims we have. A water seepage could be a claim in the basement.
Yes.
Flood. And I've got some statistics here. It says that you're 7 times more likely to have a theft or actually to have a water claim than a theft or a fire loss. Mm-hmm. How often do we pay these claims, Mandy? How often do we have a water claim? It's pretty regular.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, with freezing pipes. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Mandy, talk about how when you get a customer from Florida, you can't get called anymore. They're going to run reports about what claims you've had. There's a CLU report, Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange Report, where they insurance companies record losses that have been paid out for a particular person. And so when you run that report and you see somebody with a water damage claim, what does that do as far as getting insurance coverage sometimes?
It can deny them coverage with a standard company due to the size of the claim. And if you see a water claim and say it's $25,000, $30,000, especially if it's on a seasonal home, I know if I'm a company, I'm not going to want to insure that risk because it's probably going to happen again because they're not taking care of that risk.
Yes. Now, I do have something here that is very interesting, and I'm getting ready to take my own medicine and practice what I preach. Cash and I are going to be, oh, this could be a birthday gift. We're going to be installing a water shutoff device in our house. So are you excited about that?
That's going to be a birthday gift.
Okay. How about Christmas?
No. Kind of like a vacuum cleaner.
You're the girls. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. You're all out here, aren't you?
Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, what that is, and I've got a good friend that owns a water company, and I talked about them yesterday. We had a customer that ended up having a really large claim water damage. And so the water doesn't know when to stop. It just keeps pouring, right? You have a leak or whatever. And that's what happened. And Mandy had one this year, too.
Yes.
That was a really disaster.
Yes.
How big? That was a big one.
It was an $80,000 claim.
$80,000. Mm-hmm. So.
And they actually lived at the residence. That was after 3 hours.
Yes.
So it's not like it just continued.
Yeah. Right?
And it was still $80,000.
And it was still $80,000.
Yeah.
So what this is a device that monitors the water flow that going into your house. And it actually has, it's smart. I mean, it's the things you have nowadays are smart. So you can actually sync this up with your phone, have an app and all the good stuff, you know, how things are. But you put it on your main water supply coming into the house, and it's going to sit there. And if it detects that water is seeping out, and it's going to shut off the water. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the contractor that does these yesterday, and he's like, Mark, you know, I was like, I wonder how much it's going to cost to install. He said, well, you can figure about $800 to $1,000. Now, I know that's a lot of money, you know, $800 to $1,000. Well, what do most people have for deductible these days on homeowners policy?
$1,000 to $2,500.
Yeah. Now, back when I started out, the standard deductible is $250. Mm-hmm. In reality, nobody really carries that anymore because you're actually – you know, by raising your deductible, you save money on your premium. You're assuming you're assuming more of the risk.
Right, but you have to pay that deductible prior to the company kicking in.
Yes. So mm-hmm. once you have, you know, you'll have, trust me, spending $800 to $1,000 is going to be better than having a water damage claim.
Yes.
Because it's a disaster. And you got mold and all kind of stuff and people in your house. One company I talked to yesterday will give you an 8% discount on your homeowner's policy by having this device installed.
Right.
So you're going to end up saving money over time.
Correct.
You know, I'm seeing that on most homeowners' apps. It does ask if you have that. So I'm sure there is some kind of discount for every one of our standard carriers.
We just have to make sure we know about it, too.
We'll have to have a receipt.
Correct. Yes.
And proof of coverage, just like if it's a backup generator.
Right. Yeah. So I mentioned this before, water damage and mold costs the industry $2.5 billion per year.
Wow.
The average cost of a homeowner water claim is almost $7,000. I've got one from actually an insurance company here. They paid $83 million out in 2019 in a what they call a preventable water damage claim. So these are, you know, it's kind of like a persona non grata when you've had one of these things, because the insurance company is, you know, they're losing a lot of money with this claim. I said it's 7 times more likely to have a water damage claim than a fire loss or home loss. So we've got a principle that, called risk management. When we don't just do insurance, we're looking at it as a risk as a whole. So what we're going to talk about when we get back is how to prevent some of these claims, or how to transfer the risk, or maybe buy an insurance policy endorsement that's going to help you you know, have you, if you have a claim, you want to make sure you've got some kind of coverage. You don't want to have a claim where you don't have coverage. So anyway, this is Peace of Mind. I'm here with Mandy Sosme and my wife, Kathy, and we will be back on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance. I fell
into a burning ring. Welcome back. I'm your host, Mark and Kathy Moore, on Peace of Mind. I'm here with our assistant office manager, Mandy Sosby, in our Hazel office. Today, we're talking about water damage, drains, and service lines. So, Kathy, tell us where we're located and who we are. We're independent insurance agents and brokers.
Correct. We are located in Hazeville, North Carolina, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and the Burger King in Blue Ridge.
Yes, and please like us on Facebook.
That's right.
So, anyway, back to the topic. We were talking about, you know, as an insurance agent, we don't just sell insurance. We also are looking at ways to prevent losses and, you know, the risk management process. You know, we got to identify the risk. That's what we learned when I was in insurance school. That's a, yes, insurance 101. You talk about risk management. Then you want to do, you know, analyze the risk and then review the plan and control the risk. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about controlling the risk, you kind of get like four different things you can do. One is you can avoid the loss.
That's right.
So if you go to Florida and you shut off your water and drain the system, you have avoided the loss of a water damage claim.
Plus have your heat on.
Yes.
Yep. Your heat on.
Yep. So the other one is to reduce the loss, the chance mm-hmm. of loss. So we just talked about this water shutoff system that costs $800 to $1,000. Where you can give almost a 10% discount on your insurance by having it, and it monitors the flow of water into your house and will shut it off if there's a unusual activity. What we do as an insurance agent is you can transfer the risk, and that means, you know, your house burns, you can transfer that contractually by buying an insurance policy to where instead of you paying for it, the insurance company is going to pay for it.
Right.
Or sometimes you just have to self-insure, accept the risk. So anyway, that's the risk reduction technique we're talking about, is having this water shutoff system. Other things you can do to prevent loss is you need to know where the water shutoff is located in your house.
That's important.
Yes.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you know, if you got water running, I was, one time I had some friends and we went to this house and we got there. It was, I don't know why it was nighttime, but we were looking at this cabin that my friend had. I go in there and there's water running through the house. It's like, what the heck? I mean, it's coming through the bathroom upstairs, going to the ceiling, down to the floor. I mean, it had been running for, who knows, I mean, days and weeks. And I was like, well, where's the shutoff? Well, I don't know. Well, I couldn't find one. And there was no power in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so nervous. I was like, okay, this is
bad.
If there's no power, then there's no pumping this. And I went outside and I was like, oh, this is a gravity water system. So there wasn't even a shutoff. So I took a knife. And I found the supply line coming into the house, and I cut the pipe, and the water went down into the ditch or whatever. But it had been running there for,
wow.
I mean, who knows how long. So, again, you know, water going where it's supposed to be is a blessing. We are able to sell some different types of coverages that's going to help you if you do have a situation. I'll tell you a story. I had a new agent I hired years ago. And we, you know, we tell people how we do things, but it doesn't always work out like we hope. You know, sometimes I said every time we always write backup of sewers and drains.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exception to that. You can't get it if you're in a flood zone.
Right.
You will not be able to get insurance coverage for this in a flood zone. Well, the policy was written, and you know, we audit our policies and we catch things the best we can. This is back about earlier days. So the policy got issued without that coverage on there. And guess what happened?
They had a claim.
Yes.
I was there. I know about this.
Yes. Claim. So, and it was bad. I mean, this is a nasty claim. The, you know, sewer backed up.
Very unhappy customer.
Yes. They were not happy. And if we could go to a church service and I could point to this agent and say, I want you to testify. he said, I will never, ever, ever, ever again write a policy without this coverage.
Right.
Because it was a bad situation.
And he had to take the heat from the customer.
Yes.
And we said, well, we told you.
We told you.
And you should have done it.
Yeah. So we have, you know, part of our expansion plan is we have purchased competitors. I think I have now purchased 6 different insurance agencies. What we find out is the other situations always do things like we do. What do you think, Mandy?
No.
So we inherit whatever a policy was written. And what we're trying to go through our book of business, we're doing this now in some of our locations that we're trying to go through and what we call re-underwrite. And one of the things we're looking at is making sure that they've got this or have been offered this coverage.
Correct.
So to have this added on your policy, Mandy, what do you – have you had situations, you've had one recently, or what kind of price does it normally cost for this?
The endorsement's broken down typically for the wire to backup in $5,000 increments. So it's anywhere from, say, $20 to $40 a year. It's very minimal.
Yeah, so that's a $20,000 increments. So we were going through our process, and I had – an agent was auditing sort of policies, and he's like, well, I can get this insured for like, I think it was like $10. It wasn't that much. And I was like, how much coverage you got? $5,000. I was like, well, wait a minute. What would,
what's $5,000 in a day?
Yeah. What's $10,000 going to be? Well, it was like another $5. So why let's go ahead and do the higher limits because I don't think $5,000 is going to necessarily cover this.
Yeah. We've had too many claims to realize how much these things cost and that's minimal compared to what they should have,
to take the higher coverage.
Right.
And that's not something I personally want to be cleaning up.
No.
That's what I tell
we had another agent.
I do not want to be cleaning
that
stuff.
Yeah, we had another agent of ours was out there with a shop back one time helping somebody clean up some.
Yeah.
So it's water going down a drain, water coming back and up a drain.
Right.
This is the kind of things that, the insurance industry pays out millions and millions of dollars in these claims a year. And it can be prevented. And it can be mitigated as far as reducing the chance of this happening.
Right.
And it's going to cost a little money to have a shutoff system, but it is something I think that would be useful. Okay, so that's the water backup as sewers and drains. That's been around. I've been doing insurance 25 years now. That has been a coverage that has been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Things emerge in the insurance industry where coverages evolve. Like one of the things that came out. Like you had identity theft coverage. That was something that came out that you didn't have when I first started. Another coverage that has come out is service line coverage. So, Mandy, talk about, I was hoping to have Ashley Miller here today. She's our assistant manager in Blairsville, but we had a short staff in the office today, so she had to stay in the office. She actually had a claim where we added this coverage and the customer had a claim.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mandy, talk about what this coverage is. It's relatively new. I mean, it's something that, or I don't think all companies are offering this, are they?
Most of our standard companies are coming
most
out
of them
with
are.
It.
Mm-hmm. But
it's
first,
in $10,000 or $15,000 increments. You pick which one you would like. It's a $500 deductible. So even if you have a $2,500 deductible, that endorsement only has a $500 deductible.
So what is a service line?
Service line is anything from like your TV underground lines that are running into your house, your septic system. If tree roots grow into your septic system, it is covered. That's huge.
That is.
Yes, and I've got a claim here.
Trees continue to grow and get bigger. We've realized that at our Hazeville location.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So
maple
that
trees
that
are
was
notorious.
We had
yes.
some problems with that. Now, what's interesting is I can't get out and fix the problem.
Right.
The contractors are just slammed. We talked about before, but when I cut that tree down, for some reason, the water, we were having stuff bubbling up in our yard,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to have stopped now. But I think maybe the roots may have contracted or something, but I've got a problem that's got to be fixed. I've got that problem in Hazel, got a problem in Murphy. So this is why I'm probably passionate about talking about this.
Yes.
We've had problems at our house,
yes.
too, haven't we, Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
had some work done, and we reseeded our house, and the truck
our yard.
Crushed all of our septic line or all of our lines.
Yeah, we bought a house, and we didn't know where because we
now
knew
we
the
know.
Owners. We didn't know where the lines were, and then they came in and blew all the seed in there, and then we had really nice grass, and then all we started seeing some stuff bubbling up in our driveway, and I'm like, something's going on, and then found out we had to dig the whole yard that we just had reseeded up It was a disaster.
And I didn't. It wasn't necessarily the. It wasn't anybody's fault. It's just.
Well, we didn't know. I should have.
If I'd known, don't drive on our lines. Yeah, and that's another thing.
Find out where your septic tank is. Where all your lines are. These are really important things to know about your house when you purchase.
Well, this is
a house.
Why I'm getting kind of one up about this, because we've had. I got a problem in Hazel, a problem in Murphy, and a problem in our house.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had it. This thing's been like in my face. So, you know, today's show is almost over, but I want you to call your agent or think about these endorsements, because you can add backup and sewers if you don't have it. You can add service line coverage. The guy that we had in a situation, he had to have all his concrete dug up for his driveway.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I enjoyed today's show. Thank you for listening to today's show. And we look forward to being back with you next week on the air on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.